The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, January 13, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel called for unity among nations of the South upon assuming on Thursday the pro-tempore presidency of the G77 plus China. In a video message at the official ceremony, the Cuban leader urged to take pressing actions to overcome obstacles to the people's real progress. Unity is an imperative today and the greatest of all emergencies, Díaz-Canel stressed. Our nations continue to be at the rear guard of global development while they bear the consequences of multiple crises and inequalities derived from the current unjust international order, he said. Given this global scenario, Díaz-Canel heaped praise on the G77 plus China's role as the economic conscience of the underdeveloped countries, which, he said, promotes unity among nations, regions, identities, cultures, and different development levels. In his message, the Cuban leader reiterated the commitment to continue working tirelessly in defense of the interests of the G77 plus China's member nations. Cuba's Public Health Ministry on Thursday reported 91 active cases of COVID-19 and no deaths in the last hours. Out of samples collected, 17 of these came back positive and 17 patients were discharged from hospital. Cuba's overall recovery toll is 1,103,550 out of the 1,112,230 cases have been reported since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020. The country's total death toll remains at 8,530 and one ICU patient remains critically ill. The 18th International Symposium on Social Communication will once again test the ability to bring together experts from these disciplines in Cuba and other nations in pursuit of human understanding. Lionel Ruiz, director of the Center for Applied Linguistics, explained this 18th edition became an incentive and commitment to sustain the event against economic problems, epidemics, and natural phenomena. He thanked the collaboration and support of international and local institutions that have been decisive in these efforts. The meeting will pay homage to the 95th anniversary of Drs. Eloina Millares and Vitelio Ruiz, founders of the Center for Applied Linguistics, and will take place in person and online from the 23rd to the 27th to discuss 58 papers from Cuba and other nations. And in the international agenda, we have that. Members of the Federal Public Ministry sent to the Brazilian Attorney General Augusto Aras an accusation against former President Jair Bolsonaro for the crime of incitement. The offense is established when someone publicly encouraged to commit a violation. The document was signed by 79 prosecutors and deputy attorneys. The statement demands that Bolsonaro be investigated for disseminating fake news of anti-democratic acts and digital militias cases under the jurisdiction of the Federal Supreme Court, STF. Bolsonaro published a notice in the early hours of the morning between January 10 and 11 questioning the results of the October elections, which could be related to the crimes being investigated. The disclosure was shared by Bolsonaro on his Facebook account. Bolsonaro questioned the counting of the votes registered by the electronic polls and pointed to an alleged fraud in the elections. A video shows a fragment of an interview with a Mato Grosso do Sul state attorney in which the former president assures that the election of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was fraudulent and the electronic voting was unreliable, the signatories of the accusation said. Meanwhile, the Uruguayan government is considering the extension of agricultural emergency due to the persistent drought that is beginning to affect crops and milk production. There are producers who no longer have natural sources for irrigation. In several regions, the soil is dry, the leaves are yellow, and irrigation is rationalized to preserve the little water that remains of the natural springs. Crop estimates are declining, while livestock production is affected and milk production is decreasing. So, producers are begging for help from the government and processing companies. The extended agricultural emergency should free up funds for producers, although, for many, this would mean going into debt and may not be able to pay. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.